And we're following a story involving Special Counsel Robert Mueller, and it's not about the results of his investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 elections or possible collusion with the Trump campaign. It's about allegations Mueller's office has referred to the FBI that women were offered money to make false sexual misconduct claims about him. NPR National Security Editor Phil Ewing joins us now. Phil, this is weird, but what do we know so far about this story?
It's a very weird story. If it's a hoax, it appears to be a hoax within a hoax. So there were these allegations that came into inboxes in Washington of reporters, including NPR, from someone who called herself a woman in Florida who had allegedly been offered money to make these false charges against Mueller. And what may be the case is that woman actually does not exist, and that those false charges were in fact false charges about false charges. What isn't clear is whether this was intended to embarrass the special counsel's office or just to embarrass the journalists who had been sent this email as they tried to investigate and report on it.
Or is it possible that these women, because I want to be clear, this woman was trying to alert that neither was true, that she was trying to alert Mueller's office that someone was trying to take him down?
We're not aware of any contact between the women involved here and the special counsel's office. It's all been done through journalist intermediaries, and they've reached out to the special counsel's office to ask about this. And when it became aware of those outreach attempts, then that's what it referred to the FBI.
Okay. Well, there are two conservative media personalities, Jacob Wohl and Jack Berkman, who are said to be linked to this story. Tell us more about that.
That's right. Wohl is a young man who writes for the website Gateway Pundit. Berkman has a show on Newsmax TV, which is owned by President Trump's friend and supporter Chris Ruddy. And what they've said is the special counsel investigation is itself a hoax, that it's illegal and that it's unfounded. And they want to expose what they call the crimes or the venality involving the special counsel's office and Mueller himself. And that is the background for these accusations or alleged accusations this week involving putative misconduct by Mueller. They appeared in these emails to news organizations and also on Gateway Pundit yesterday, Tuesday, in the form of a so-called intelligence report that was linked to a so-called intelligence agency, which in its way was kind of a parody of the Steele dossier, which, by the way, is partly unverified because no one knows which things in it are true and which things are not. And it became clear to people looking at this online that this alleged intelligence agency was made up of a series of suspicious LinkedIn pages. And the profile pictures of the people who had those pages were people like actors and models, not real human beings.
Okay, well, now my head has officially exploded and we have about less than a minute left. So is the speculation that these conservative personalities might have been behind paying these women to say something about Mueller? I mean, what is the possibility here?
There may never have been any women at all, and those payments or those accusations were themselves just a trap to try to get reporters to talk about them. None of that is clear. However, we do know the special counsel's office has asked the FBI to get to the bottom of this, and if it does and there are criminal charges or there is some kind of report from the FBI, we may learn what the real story was that was taking place behind all of this.
In other words, if somebody was masquerading as a woman saying that there were sexual misconduct allegations about Mueller and she was to receive money and someone had made that up, they would be in trouble. NPR National Security Editor Phil Ewing in Washington, we will follow this. Thank you.
Thank you.